watch girl, brother.
The girl in the space.
Yeah, watch girl, brother. Yo. Man, I watch a girl, I steal him, girl, I get snatched. Up in a me place, she can lick it back. Tell a man she gonna gym, but she a lick me feed the thing. And when she get it, she a tell me, say, turn it up and...
Bad man, no watch girl. Bad man, no watch girl.
Yeah, Montreal. This is that new busy signal. That watch gal. I want to watch all the gals at the Funny by Nature tomorrow night. If you don't have your tickets for the Big World Comedy, I'm trying to watch gal. It's the more detour. I'm Weezy Moon Chaser. But you already know, I'm Mr. I Must Be an Issue. Where's Scotty when you need him? Maddie.
Yo, brother.
Yeah.
Now watch girl, brother.
Never that.
Yeah, watch girl, brother.
Big up to all my Jamaican man, them. Selassie, I.
Man, I watch a girl, I steal him, girl, I get snatched. Up in a me place, she can lick it back. Tell a man she gonna gym, but she a lick me feed the thing. And when she get it, she a tell me, say, fi turn it up a notch. Pull up in a Lamborghini, why you think? Girl, I give me wing. I'm on the right, the sour drink. Homie, make the link. Me bumps a shoulder with the mink. Care a paper, tell her meet me at the bathroom sink. Man, the foreign and I watch gala yard. Man, the yard and I watch gala broad. Them satellite I go hard. Girl have the perfect excuse for make the move. And them no matter the cost. Watch a style, ya. Yeah. Also, man, I watch them gala need them man a chop it. Even when them have a GPS, Panera track it. Me and the Uber driver, where you knock it, not the traffic. She ride it like a bicycle until me boss is sprocket. Look, girl, man, I watch girl. Touch, girl, man, I rush, girl. Easy, so me squeeze, girl. No fussing me teeth, them.
Want you on my city? Make sure you come out to DG Kicks. DG Kicks, you got that new merch. You got that new European merch. If you're watching me on the live, the Morning Detour, YouTube, Facebook, I'm rocking that new letter cord. I got so much writing on this. I don't know what it is. This is some Mike Jack-ish right here. Sales. You know how we do things. Let's go.
Things me put above, y'all. On the tree, she can't see me play stub, y'all. First of all, me know the chat, now the watch it type. Y'all love bad man when I watch, y'all. Not the clapping type. Man, I screw them face, so me smile like the happy type. Take with them, y'all, and up.
Zoom, I had the cloud in my float, man. First class to the world, me no coach, man. No, he not my league. Watch out now. Them, no, he not my league. No, he not my league. Them, I put a little bit of money and weed, no reason, well. And I saw them a lead, now he in my leg. Now he in my leg. Them too slow, them a invalid. Man full of step like a centipede. Now he in my leg. First thing, get your thanks for the most thing. Security, I at me guard. Look for me house and me yard. And me 1 dozen pit bull dog. This industry must be me girl. Come God. No for chatting them a hip and suits. And him knowledge better than dog. Me bank account gone psycho. 500 milli pan your cycle. You know see your slow life is a cycle. You know see me fast 10 times nitro. Me a do it like night. Tell them drop asleep like night. Lord Jesus Christ. Now sell out the gold if you not be my league. Now he my leg. Now he not my leg. Them a hype over little bit of money. And we no reach no way. And I said them a lead. Now he not my leg. Them no in my leg. Them too slow, them a invalid. Man full of step like a centipede. No in my leg. I feel me school at the time for devotion. Them soft like lotion. Them a make scraps, we a make potion. Yes, I'm a ton river in a ocean. Zoom high at the cloud in my float, man. First class to the world, me no coach, man. From town to Moby, I've been most and bust out the Kyle is a real money motion. No in my leg.
Nobody is this hype this early. They say I'm on drugs,
but my only drug is hip hop.
Yeah,
we love this life. It's the Morning Detour with Mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
Yes, Montreal, my city. Tomorrow night. I don't know what y'all doing. Y'all better get y'all tickets. My great night of comedy, Funny by Nature, brought to you by Big Will Comedy. Things is happening. One of my favorite comedians in the city is Mr. Uncle Phil Humor. King, what's going on?
Yo, what up, everybody? What's going on?
Yeah, man, you're here with Tata from the Far Away Podcast.
Morning.
We got sales.
What's up, Tata?
We got sales from HLR. Now, Uncle Phil, you're one of my favorite dudes, man. I saw you last night on the live with Kiki. I know you want to get these jokes off about Will, so give people a little taste. Give people a little taste. I love your laid-back demeanor, Uncle Phil. I still think back to the joke with your Inception joke. It was, that's great, man. I don't want to give it away all here. But yeah, tell me about Will a little bit, man. You know, I didn't want, you know, I stole some of your jokes this morning. I ain't going to hold you.
For real? Nah, it's cool. Yesterday I was talking to Kiki and we were talking about the Will Smith versus Chris Rock situation.
Right. Yeah.
And as a comedian, I have to take the side of Chris Rock.
Well, what other side are you going to take? Will, the side of Will's hat? Like, where are we going with this?
No, seriously, Chris Rock didn't do, like, nothing wrong. He didn't go, like, he could have gone so far with Will and Jada's joke, and he didn't. And I got to give props to Chris Rock because, like I said yesterday, if it was me, I'd probably be still, like, be laying on that Oscar stage talking about call my lawyer. I'd be suing everybody, like Will Smith.
No, Will's getting sued. Will's getting sued for sure. But Uncle Phil, as a man, right? You know what I mean? You've been on stage. You know, you told the jokes. Like, let's not even talk about the explicitness of jokes. Like, when you go to a comedy show, you kind of have this unwritten contract where you might get made fun of. Like, yes. I've been to a lot of Big Will shows, and, you know, the media pass, we sit in front. Yo, everybody's made fun of me. That's fine. Mm-hmm. I'm here for that. Mm-hmm. I'm here for that. You know what I mean? And especially Will being a comedian himself, in sort. And them having a relationship with Chris Rock, you'll think, like, bro, really, that's what we're going to do? Like, on a man-to-man level, bro, the dude walked up to you and boxed you. I love your joke you had last night. You're like, yo, Uncle Phil said he's going to sue the light guy. Because he could, I'm TV joke and do better than you watch me. So he's like, I'm going to sue the light guy because he didn't give him the cue. Who else did you say? The director?
Yo,
of the
academy? I would sue the cameraman because he saw Will Smith coming up and he didn't trip him. Mm. I'd be like, yo, you saw him coming. You knew what he was going to do. I was going to sue Denzel because I saw The Equalizer the other day. And I saw, yo, Denzel, what's up with your tick-tick watch? It didn't work? You didn't see it coming? Yo, I'll be mad
Denzel
as fuck.
Denzel ain't stopped nobody. You did training day. Denzel was like the last brother. Denzel was our last front line before Will got on stage.
Yo, for real.
If I was there, Uncle Phil, I would have grabbed him.
I'd be suing the Avengers, anybody that's there. That's like,
Marvel.
Yo, Uncle Phil's dying to sue Marvel.
You know?
So Uncle Phil, my research to try to find information on you, you're mad elusive, so I'm starting to think you work for the CIA or like you're a plant for somebody. Maybe you're a plant for the man. But let us know, you know, real quick, you know, we got Nikki coming up with Between the Lyrics. I want to talk about my boo. But let us know, how do you kind of get yourself into comedy?
Yo, to be honest, I've always been a fan of comedy. And people always told me, yo, you're funny, you should do it. Never thought I could do it until I saw Bad Boys Do Real Show.
Yeah.
And one of my friends was doing it, and I was like, man, if he's doing it, I can do it.
That's usually how it starts.
that's a light shade.
You know?
we call that beige.
Exactly. I was like, you know what? Let me give it a shot. Right. And I did. I never stopped since. So it's been 3.5 years. And I keep on going strong.
Listen, you guys start sending me the places you're going to be. You're one of my favorite guys. You know, I love your mellow demeanor. I love your delivery. I want you to do that Inception joke everywhere you go. I want to send you a special invite to my crew Love Barbecue. Maybe you could do a little set for us. You know, I know y'all niggas is expensive now. But, you know.
I'll do a special price.
you a friend of mine. So Uncle Phil Humor, you can catch him tomorrow night at Funny by Nature, Big Will Comedy. Get your tickets at Big Will 514 on IG. I tell you guys, it's going to be a night to remember. Headlining Big Norm. Catch Uncle Phil and many others. It's going to be a great night. Well, thank you, Uncle Phil.
Yo, thank you for having me. Shout out to everybody here, and we'll see each other on Saturday.
You already know. BYOB, make sure you have that triad thing. So DJ Matt. So DJ Matty, give me one tune. Coming up right now, we have Nikki Music from Bring Down to Low on our podcast. We're getting some R&B here. We're going to do Between Licks. You know what? Play My Boo. That's the song we're going to feature. So let's play a little bit of My Boo this morning. Nobody's this hype this early. They say I'm on drugs.
But my only drug is hip-hop.
You love this life.
It's the Morning Dito on the Mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
There's always that one person that will always have your heart. You never see it coming.
Let me be honest with you, Montreal. I still think about her. I see her in my dreams sometimes. Oh, pull it up, Maddie. This one's too emotional.
Always that one.
We all got that one person. You know what I mean? I'm not saying we over her just yet, Tata, but you know, she holds a little real estate in your heart. She holds a little real estate in your mind. You know what I mean? You still remember that smell she had, you know, when you got close under her neck. You remember that you remember that summer where this song dropped? Did you not fall in love with Alicia Keys when my boo dropped? It's the Morning Detour, man. Nicki Music's in the building. This is how we do breakdown to lowdown. Montreal, my city, 8:10 in the morning. Coming up next, between the lyrics, I won't talk about that love. I miss her with every figment of my heart. I was chasing powers, she was chasing powers. How could we connect? It's the Morning Detour. Weezy Moon Chaser.
You gotta rock and wait in this one. Come on.
See, I don't know about y'all, but I know about us. And it's the only way we know how to rock. I don't know about y'all, but I know about us. And it's the only way we know how to rock.
Do you remember, girl? I was the one who gave you your first kiss. Cause I remember, girl, I was the one who said, put your lips like this. Even before all the fame and people screaming your name.
Yes, yes, Montreal, 8:12 in the morning, April 1st. Is it April Fool's Day?
Look at him. He's like, is it April Fool's Day? We've been living April Fool's for the whole year.
Are we still doing that as adults? Okay, so Nicki Music is senior between
pops
the lyrics.
Down the street, April Fool's.
Listen, well, you know, we are in the hood. DG is a lively area of Montreal. So, Nicki, we just listened to Usher and Alicia Keys, My Boo. This is Between the Lyrics. Let the people know if you're a new listener to The Morning Detour. And we do the segment every first Friday of the month. So, Nicki Music, I'll pass it on to you.
Yeah, we got to get some intro. We got to get a little...
spicy.
Yeah, you know, just for it, you know. Well, yeah, Between the Lyrics is where we look
come
at...
Come closer to the mic.
Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me, director. Between the Lyrics is where we get into some
you
R&B
see her voice?
Tracks.
You see her voice?
Director.
Yeah.
Director.
Why didn't you come on the show, Simona?
Stop.
Yo, my eye just started to tweak. I'm like, oh, she coming out?
She said a director.
I'm going to cut it and sample it and don't even tell her. She ain't getting no royalties.
Thank you so much. Thank you for letting me know who to sue. Awesome. Yeah, people always comment on my radio voice, and it's kind of creepy. Mm. So thank you for adding that element to it. Between the Lyrics is a segment where we look at R&B tracks that may or may not be toxic. You know, we're looking at the lyrics within and what the song is actually saying. Mm. So I'm excited to get into this one. Before I say my full comments, what have y'all been talking about on Will Smith? I missed it. What was the consensus for y'all? just so I know.
Regular, regular stuff. Weezy is like, you know, Jada's toxic, and like he's all siding with Chris Rock. Okay.
Hold on. Oh my
he's
god.
He's all siding with Chris Rock, oh and god. Jada's toxic. Me, I'm here like, yo, racism still exists. Like, facts. I give a damn about an open hand slap, even though it was mad ghetto. You know what I mean? But I mean, like, mm-hmm. for all these non-racialized people talking about they traumatized, but they wasn't traumatized when they bombed in Africa. You know what I'm saying?
They wasn't traumatized from George
Africans
Floyd.
Can't even cross the border in Ukraine war. You know what I'm saying?
But anyways. Not, you know? All right.
Anyways.
See, but I'm sorry, but Jada's toxic how?
I know. I totally forgot who we have on the show this morning.
Anyways. Yeah,
I totally forgot. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
I'm sorry.
Here we go with the, here we go. What's the opposite of misogyny? Like what's the version from?
I don't know. No, that ain't me.
What's the feminine side?
There's no,
you,
no, no,
the,
no.
You,
feminism?
Yo, yeah, there's no way you're going to stay here and tell me. Okay, hold on. Before I go, do you view Will slapping Chris Rock as a response to the joke? Like, do you view it as him protecting his wife?
Yeah, but it wasn't the correct way. But yeah, I say that's protecting his wife.
I say Jada is toxic because the downfall of all great men, it's in the Bible, it's historical, somewhere there's a woman in there. The last couple of years, you've seen a decline.
The making of all great men.
Yeah, that too. But just because one is true, the other could be true as well. Hold on.
Eyes twitching.
Life is a yin yang. If you're gonna say, oh yeah, the making of all great men is women, half of that is downfall as well too. You got to put onus on that. I've seen a shift. We've all seen a shift from Will Smith since he started doing the Red Table. Since he started getting a little bit more open, there's been a little shift in him.
He's
a little bit more moody.
Man,
he's a little bit more mission.
What type of man are you if you allow a woman to be your downfall?
Look, the
but
look.
But hold on,
hold on. I'm sorry.
But hold on.
I'm sorry. What type of man, you understand? What type of man are you if you allow a woman? You know what I'm saying?
You can't have it two ways, though. You can't have it two ways.
No, 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 no. You can support your man so that, yo, but he has to have the vision, and you support him so that you push him from the back.
So you don't want me to be, so you don't want me to be enthralled with you. You don't want me to be into you. You don't want me to be a part of your essence.
I want a man to be able to take advice when it's good, but know when I'm talking smack and shit and I ain't making no sense, and not to listen to me straight up. I want him to be wise enough to follow his dream, and you know, to put me in my
you
place sometimes when
ways.
I'm out
you
of
can't
line
have it both
no
ways.
It's not both
I'm
ways.
In love with you
it's not
I'm
both
in love
ways.
With you I'm
it's
into
not
you
both ways. That's like saying me I'm gonna take bad correction from someone and then blame mm-hmm. them after when I fall, like, what? That doesn't make no sense.
Friends
I think Jada creates a emotionally charged environment for
I'm
Will.
Upset with you.
Emotionally charged for
I'm,
Will.
I'm viscerally because, upset
because
with you.
Because you guys have killed the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Leave me alone.
You guys have killed the So let's get to my boo.
Yeah, let's get
break
into
down
it.
To lowdown. You know I mean? This is why she kicked me off the podcast.
It is.
Because I'm like, Future's Haitian. This should be a Future parade every week.
Nah,
misogyny is crazy.
But it was good to hear a little bit of your banter and thoughts on that. Anybody want to hear the rest of my thoughts on Will? The latest episode of Breakdown to Lowdown is out, and yeah, we had a
where
whole
can they get it, Nikki? Let me know where they get it.
Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, everywhere that you listen to podcasts.
The best R&B podcast in the land. It's actually in the world. It's a very niche podcast. It's dope. I think nobody understands and breaks down music the way Nikki does, and mm-hmm. Terrence is amazing because, you know, he's a Future Hive. You know how we do things.
Terrence is dope, yeah. Break down the number two Lowdown. Get into it. Now.
My boo.
This is why. I don't know if either of you have seen Love is Blind.
Yes.
Okay. This is why, if you've seen Love is Blind, sorry, spoiler alert if you haven't seen it. Old girl, black woman.
Season two or season one?
Season two.
Mm. Okay, no.
Okay. Yeah. There's a
the black woman that
really
Adan?
Cute. Yeah. I forgot. Ayana.
Yeah.
This is why, this song specifically, is why Ayana said to Jared, you cannot be friends with your exes. It's not happening. I don't want it. You're not keeping no exes gifts. You're not talking to the ex. Mm. Why are you friendly with the ex? Okay? And this is why. Because the situation's like this. It started when we were younger. You were mine.
Mm. My boo.
That's a love and basketball. She's his love and basketball chick.
Oh.
Mm, that's his sana. Mm.
Know that you're the one for me. It's clear for everyone to see.
Yeah.
You know? You will always be
toujours.
My boo.
Toujours.
Yeah.
Look at this guy.
Verse one and verse two, I'm just automatically just toxic, but it's a lovely song. Do you remember, girl, I was the one who gave you your first kiss, because I remember you were the one who said, put your lips like this. Mm. Even before all the fame,
was a good kiss.
People screamed. girl, I was there. Now, the chorus says, started when we were younger, you were mine. Now another brother's taken over, but it's still in your eyes, okay? Even though we used to argue, it's all right. Yeah. I know we haven't seen each other in a while, but you will always be my boo. Yeah. Now, Alicia's voice is interesting to me. She talks about how this person, regardless of the new man that's in her life, she's always going to be in love with this person. That's confusing to me.
She sounds like Jada.
It's a little confusing. Now, if...
Look at this guy.
Like Jada's still in love with... Like she's still in love with Tupac. Stop again. Oh, anyways, I digress. Go back, Nikki.
No, it's it's fine. But the song overall, in essence, is saying, this is an ex who will always be my boo. Will always, you know, will always be rocking like this.
Right.
And whatever new person is in the situation, get used to that.
Yeah.
What?
Sometimes I saw it going.
Okay. And I know it, and I'm gonna get to this. Yes, sometimes that do be how it is. However, you cannot blame the new person for feeling some type of way.
No, you gotta give them the choice. You gotta let them know.
What is the choice?
You gotta let them know from the get go that me and this person have history. It's all love. I'm not with that person no more, but it's mad respect. So it's like if
that's
you don't
different
like
though.
It,
whoa.
That's different than what they say.
This is not the respect song.
Okay.
This is like this if is, I see you at the club and my man is not there, and you whisper in my ear the way you do, and you know you brush up on me,
and
the
you
way
know
I
how
like
you
it,
do.
Okay, okay.
And things is dropping. Don't let that trace. Don't let our song be playing.
Yo,
that's what that song is saying. This is not like yo. You know you impacted my life, and I'll always cherish the moments we had. That's not this song.
Okay.
That's why I tell ladies, be careful. When you meet a man and he's always like, yo, yeah, man, my ex, my first love, my da-da-da-da. If he says it more than like...
Two times.
I was literally going to give
him three.
Can I ask
you guys a question?
I was going to give him three mentions, especially in the initial stages. Why are you talking about her so much? What's up?
Okay, can I ask you guys this? If you guys meet a guy and you guys start dating him and he just came out of a previous relationship and he says, you know what? I need about a year. And you've never had chemistry with someone like this person before. Like everything is great. But he just came out of something, right? Would you guys give him the time? And how much time would you guys give him to kind of get center himself so he can be fully emotionally available for you and not think and worry about his ex?
Okay. He meets me, says he likes me, and then says, I need a year?
Yeah, like, you never know when you're going to connect
with
someone.
You got to be specific. Does he want a year in this cookie, or he want a year outside of the cookie jar?
Well,
if it's outside of the cookie jar, then no problem. You can take all the time.
Well, I need something to dunk in my milk. Well, I need something to dunk in my milk. I can't just drink my milk beer. So, you guys will give him the year, but no box.
No box.
All our older listeners are like, what box? Are they shipping a barrel? Like, what's going on?
Give them more credit than that.
He can take his time. We could get to know each other. We could take our time, but there's no attachment. I ain't treating
you
like
puppy.
Especially that's the fresh period is usually when they fall back. There's a period where it has to go past this one.
How do you guys
and they won't get back together.
But that's good, and I'm always fascinated how you guys gauge time. How would you know, okay, he's ready, or like, okay, he's in a good place where he's kind of over, and I can sense, because, you know, men will tell you guys things, but let's be honest, it really comes down to how you guys really feel.
I can tell you when you weren't ready.
Ready for what?
Huh?
Ready for what?
Huh?
Ready for what? What are you talking
about?
What are you discussing? Relationship?
Yeah, because I remember a time, and I'm not going to get into specifics.
You can get into specifics, it's fine.
No, I don't want to get into specifics.
Me with the awkward face, like,
No, because I don't, he's such a... Yeah. An emotional person, but nobody really knows that he loves love.
Mm-hmm.
And
lies.
No, he does.
I like darkness and cloudy days.
You love, and you were still hurt over a situation before you got into another situation, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And as a woman, I think a lot of us can notice certain signs.
Yeah.
Some people, it takes them longer than others, but eventually you're gonna be like, this person's head is not here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know? And then if your head is not here, I would say your heart cannot follow. Because your heart and your head fight a lot.
Okay.
I don't want nobody to follow anybody. Shout out to Regine Kwaku. I meet Regine Kwaku. She's an emotional and relationship coach. She's been featured on Huffington Post, stuff like that. So we have these sessions, and I told her I'm going to start charging her because she's having too much fun. Because I asked her, I said, Regine, do all your clients come meet you in person? She goes, no. But she said, you have to come in person. I said, well, this is what we're going to do, Regine. I'm going to start invoicing you because you're having too much fun. But I bring that up to say, she goes, in relationships, your partner is a mirror of yourself. You know what I mean? So my biggest problem is that I don't allow a woman to really get in all the way. And speaking of what Nikki's saying, what I think is always special and fascinating about a woman will know if you're all in or not. Mm-hmm. I think there's something special about that. You guys have like the sixth sense about it. Mm-hmm. And Regine also told me that I'm not humble emotionally. Mm. Like, Regine Kwaku, man. Yeah, she the truth, man. Regine Kwaku.
I don't even know what that means. I want to deconstruct that.
Yeah, yeah. So I thought, I was like, you know what? That time's DJ Manny. So I'm like, you know, bet. Like, I don't know, like, see, so I just press space bar to stop? Like,
he's like, peace.
He's like, I'm out.
I'm like, okay, I guess I'm just going to play space bar thing. But yeah, but I found it interesting when she says that. She goes, you know, whoever you date, whoever your partner is, they're a reflection of who you are. They're a mirror of who you are and the sides of yourself, right? Mm-hmm. So I had to examine that stuff because I was like, I want to connect. You know what I mean? Sometimes I want to connect, sometimes I don't want to connect. Mm-hmm. And I want to know why I keep having that imbalance. Because what I hate, and some guys are okay with it, I hate doing the same things over and over again. Some men are okay with that. Mm-hmm. I want the full human experience. You know what I mean? I want the wife and the kids and stuff. Just to know what that is. Mm-hmm. Not for nothing, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. But you can't, you know, men are, one thing about men, you I can say on the show. It. No, it's nothing about that. One thing about men is that we have to kind of come into it on our own. We can't force us to get into a vibe or be something that we're not.
We have to
kind of come into it, right?
Mm-hmm. So I got to force you to get over your ex. Anyways, so...
Force me to... Hold on. And, hold on. Wait. This ain't that. You don't come on the detour and try to shake me on that. First of all, you don't know me like that. I didn't get over my ex. You don't know me like that.
It wasn't personal. I was talking about men in general. I really wasn't talking about you.
But yo, I love my ex.
You felt attacked.
No. You don't come on my show and try to red table me. We ain't do that because you won't pull back later. We can get that. So we got time this morning.
But what I was saying,
shout out to my ex, man. I love my ex. Good people, man. Shout out to the woman you've been with, man. I always find it's corny when guys break up with girls or, this is a breakup and talk shit. You look stupid. Yeah. You were just with that person.
You literally.
Just a week ago, you was on Instagram with the videos.
I swear. Mm.
But, yeah. But I do want to say,
yeah.
Because we were talking about little tips and how do you know that the person is still hung up, right? Now, I can speak from the side of like, ladies, what to observe in a man. I'm not gonna tell the guys what to observe in a woman because, you know, I'm not gonna be a traitor.
Yo,
like
Nikki,
that. You know,
Nikki, I've always had a beef with Nikki. You know what I'm saying? That's what me and Nikki. I'm gonna tell you why, because I don't talk behind nobody back. I'm gonna tell you why. What's the theme of the show? You gotta be rooted. You can't take somebody at face value. You gotta know what their heart is. My issue with Nikki. It's stush with the information. Give up the thing to man. Give up the thing to man. Nikki is part of this hush society. God damn, I know she's Haitian, but she's moving real Jamaican sometimes.
Yo.
Cause you know, listen, I ain't telling a lie. You know, real Jamaicans will never tell you nothing really that's going on. If you get a car, they want to get the newer car than you. If they're trying to get a house, you only find out when you pull up at their house and they send you a new address.
I swear, even if you live
most
with them.
Most Jamaicans are part of the hush society. Nikki's a part of that. It's good quality because, you know, if you're with Nikki, she ain't going to tell you secrets to nobody. But Nikki got to come off some of this information. She got to stop being so stush. You're stush for the info.
Especially when it comes to, you know, my ladies. Now, when ladies, look out for this, right? So the man, we said it earlier, he keeps mentioning his ex, especially in the first 3 months. If he mentioned him, if she mentioned her in at least 3-4 times, you know, strike one, right? If you are at his place, and he has gifts from the ex, gifts that are emotional, not some shoes, not some, you know, I don't know, he bought me like this electronic, or I don't know, headphones. No, he got some engraved watch, you know, to the love of my life. Mm. Think about it. Why does he still keep that? Mm-hmm. What is the emotion? Mm-hmm. All right?
They told me I was petty when I threw away everything that my ex gives me.
Oh, no, I did the same thing.
No, no, no.
I want to purge all the dark energy. No, other women have told me, why are you doing that? Y'all, I give everything away, shoes, watches, I don't care. Anything with you because I'm the type of dude I can't unknow things. Mm-hmm. Like I'm gonna remember when I wore that shirt. Where do we go? How much I paid? What we ordered? I don't want those kind of memories. Yeah. I want to dish out everything. I threw everything. Paintings, cups. I don't go. Yo, you can put my logo on everything. I'm gonna throw it in the garbage. I don't care.
No, I feel you. I tried holding on to one bracelet. It kept breaking off my hand. I took that as a sign. You know what I'm saying? That kept falling like, off. I'm going out. People are like, oh, your bracelet. And I'm like, it's on the floor.
Pawn it. Just like a relationship.
On the floor.
Yeah, that's all I love about Nikki. Nikki is also part of, she's part of the Hush Society, but Nikki's also part of the elusive, the world-renowned Team Petty. Nikki's definitely part of Team Petty.
It's
a few of us in there. You know, we get together August.
Very petty.
In August, we get together. I'll be hosting the one this year. It'll be at the Sheraton in Cornwall. It'll be the Petty Convention. I'm definitely Team Petty. I love how petty Nikki is because, you know, she's so wholesome and she's such a, you know, straight and narrow, beautiful sister. But I love when she gets in a petty bag, that gives me the, it's like a little bit of seasoning. Like, oh shit, man.
I love it. Extra
Nikki,
spicy.
Yeah, Nikki Hood, bro. I was like, yeah, I love Nikki when she petty.
Y'all
like, I wanna see dudes get her more mad. I love when she's petty.
What? Toxicity.
I love when she's petty. Nikki said, no.
Oh, Lord.
No, boo-boo, you can't come over. No. Nikki's one of the first girls to say, I don't want the Netflix and chill. I don't want you in my space. I'm like, Nikki, why? Let him come over, Nikki. Yeah. He's going to bring the St. George, Nikki. Let him pull up, no, man.
And then the last one is if he's in constant communication with her and it's been only, like, it's recent. Mm. So if they're still talking, it's like, oh, no, we're friends now. We're friends now.
Okay, first is, how long do you have to be with someone for them to count as an ex? I'm trying to clarify something.
I think over 6 months.
Okay, boom. Okay, thank you. If I just wanted to know, you know, because if it's a little fleeting,
that's not an
thing, it's not an S. You know what I mean? You have to be there for a hardcore amount of time.
You know how many people I've dated for 2-3 months?
It don't count, right?
That's what I'm saying.
First time I'm hearing this.
But realistically, you count someone you're talking to for 2 months as an ex?
Yo, I have exes that I've been with for like a couple of years that I won't even put on my resume. You know, it's like that job at McDonald's you got when you were 15. We don't put all jobs on the CV.
No. That's 25 and under.
Let's be honest, we don't
count.
Put all the jobs on the CV.
25 and under.
Some relationships were just not gonna count. Not because I'm hurt. not because I'm hurt.
Not because we were young and stupid.
some things are just not gonna be in the autobiography. I'm gonna be quite honest with you. Some things are just not gonna be in the book.
I'm not gonna give you no credit.
I can't do the disrespect, Nikki. We petty all the way.
Consensus, we gotta ask the question that Between the Lyrics has to ask.
Oh boy, yeah. Give
it to me. Is Usher and Alicia Keys' is My Boo toxic?
I don't find it really that toxic.
I know, because you're friends with your ex.
I don't find it really. No, because we just clarified. Ex has to be 6 months and up.
Oh, okay. That's why you're
filming.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
No, you can call me whatever. It's cool. You know, you don't put everything out our road this morning anyway. So what do you want me to tell you?
Lord Jesus.
Jesus. Listen, Mom, I ain't going to put you on the line. You lost the via the phone to line last week with your cursing. The way you break it down, I do think it's kind of toxic. I think once you're done with a relationship, you got to stop revisiting that. It's just a lack of respect for your partner. I think that's what I'm really big on. I never want to be with someone and make them feel like I'm disrespecting them, or more importantly, that I'm embarrassing them publicly. Mm-hmm. That's one thing, and that's part of one point. Coming back again. Yeah. You have to know how you're rooted. You have to know your core values. What do you believe? What do you value about yourself?
Yeah, I
respect women too much. I love you guys. I just want to get closer. That. I just want to get closer. No, you're team petty. But
you're team petty.
Yo, Nikki.
Other women, yeah.
Where is the respect? Look at this. Where is it this morning?
No, don't you appreciate the honesty? Nikki won't.
No.
Nikki won't let you come over for the Netflix and chill. She's like, nah, poo poo. That's not happening.
Y'all know my life.
She's like, FYI, last night.
She is getting mixy.
It depends on who you are. Well, in terms of My Boo, the song is kind of toxic. As I was, you know, it came to me like an epiphany, as Chrisette Michelle was saying. It was really like, wait, I was thinking about it. These are friends, right? No, they're not friends. No, this is like literally if I see you, so sorry to that man, but it's what's going to happen. So I was like, it's kind of toxic. Ladies, watch out. Fellas, well, you know, you get what you deserve.
Oh, my gosh.
We don't have enough time this morning, so it's okay for women to be, you know, to treat men a certain way.
Oh, no. Because hey, don't look at me. Why the fuck? Why are you looking
no,
at me?
That's my natural way. Listen. It's okay for you. That's why I feel in a way when I go hard at Nikki about Future, because Nikki wants women to get away with everything, and men should just take the shitty end of the stick and just suck it.
We've been through a lot. Period.
So what? We don't go through a lot too. But see that? You see that? No.
I like to tease you because it's like
no. But in your joke, it's the truth. You really feel that way. You really feel that all men should just heal to women. And
I do not.
I want to love you, not be your servant. I want to love.
Wait. Rewind. Okay. The thing is, yes, you're supposed to serve and submit both. Submit and serve.
I want
to
submit
to a man who serves you, right? Because in a sense, that's submission in itself, right?
Exactly.
He's serving you. It's not.
She preaching. Pass the
listen, it's not a hard. Me. And then you always want to pull up this feminist card. Yes, I'm a feminist, but I love my men. You understand?
No, there's nothing
I love my black men, and I really believe. I'm a true believer in submission and serving. I'm not a believer in submitting to a man who's abusive, who discredits you, right. who belittles you. I'm a true believer in submitting to a man who loves and serves you, because that's submission in itself.
A man who is worthy of that.
It's a circle. Mm-hmm. It's reciprocal.
A man who is worthy of that is somebody who serves his woman.
That's what I'm saying.
And if you want to get biblical, who loves his woman as Jesus loved the church, which means he gave up his life. Half of y'all won't give up the last slice.
You know, the last piece of chicken.
I know dudes that are sleeping with chicks. They will win money. I won't even give them some. And they're both playing this game together. I know dudes that will ask back for $5 from their partner.
How do you know these people?
But see, you guys do it to yourself, because you as a woman will still, not you, Nikki, but we'll turn around and still sleep with the guy after the fact. Asked you back for $5.
I heard that. You owe me gas. I gassed up your car.
Ladies, stand up. What does that mean?
Thank you, Nikki. Nikki's from the Breakdown to Lowdown. You can follow it on all streaming platforms. Nikki's great. This has been Between the Lyrics.
Can I say a little? Can I add Nikki Music?
How do you know I was going to do that?
I don't know, but I say it differently. NICKYMUSIQUE on IG. Link to everything that I do. And as Weezy said, Breakdown to Lowdown, you can catch it on all streaming platforms for podcasts. And if you need any creative services as an artist or small businesses, Slow and Steady Creative Agency, my personal page will link you to all of that.
Yeah, I forgot. Yeah, you do have a long ass name, Nikki Music. Gotta spell it out. So Montreal, my city. Coming up next, we have the savvy accountant, Atiyah S. Brown. We talked about money, you know, managing money. I know everybody got excited because we're getting this $500 surplus in our income tax. But you gotta file it. But yeah, she's a certified financial educator and instructor. So that interview is coming up next. It's the Morning Detour. And of course, hopefully you guys got some coffee. The House of Demasi Coffee Arabia. That's what we're doing on the Morning Detour now. They have Melange Maison, Jamaica Blue Mountain, Brazil, Colombia, and Mexico. And they also have some apparel. So that is the House of Demasi Coffee Arabia. It's the Morning Detour on the Mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
There's only one more, Jason. Nobody is this hype this early. They say I'm on drugs.
But my only drug is hip-hop.
Love this life.
It's the Morning Detour on the Mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
To everyone who donated to CKUT's annual funding drive, your generosity truly helps keep our engines burning. It's never too late to donate. You can do so by calling 514-907-9424 or going to ckut.ca and hit the green Make a Pledge button at the top. All paid entries will be entered into a grand prize draw. You can pay your pledge and pick up your gift weekdays between 11 to 6 p.m. or by appointments. Call 514-907-9424. Thank you.
Not what I got.
Goodbye Tour, live in Montreal. Odessa, see them performing for the first time in over 3 years. Parc Jean-Drapeau, Friday, September 2nd. Odessa, with special guests, Sylvanesso, Elderbrook, and Nasiah. Get tickets now at eventco.ca. The brand new album, The Last Goodbye, is available everywhere July 22nd. For more, check Odessa.com.
Only one more, Jason. Nobody is this hype this early. They say I'm on drugs.
But my only drug is hip-hop.
You love this life.
It's the Morning Detour on the Mighty CKUT 90.3 FM.
Montreal, my city, welcome back to the show. Weezy Moon Chase in the Morning Detour on the Mighty CKT 90.3 FM. Now, I know you Montreals are excited about this extra $500 we're getting from Revenue Quebec, but I'm telling y'all, it's not what it seems. I have beautiful CPA, smart woman. She's in the States, but you know, strategies are universal. We're trying to get our money right, black people. But you know, if you're not black, for you too as well. I'd like to welcome Atiyah to the show. How you doing, Atiyah?
Hey, I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Now, T, I was reading up about you, and I got a little insecure.
Don't say that.
You're real good with the numbers. How did you become this, you know, this strategist, this CPA, this money guru, as I like to call you? How did you kind of fall into that? Because most people aren't good with numbers.
That's a funny story. So to tell the truth, I've been obsessed with numbers like my whole life. And so I always see numbers and things. And so I actually thought that that was going to lead to me being kind of like an actuarial scientist. So what I was going to, I went to college. When I went to CJEP, I actually went to see how I can go that route. And then I realized that I'm an extrovert. And so I probably wouldn't fit in with, you know, the insurance adjusters and how they figure out the statistics of it. And so I took my first accounting class in CJEP. So I was already an adult before I ever took an accounting class. And then it was that class basically just clicked. The way credits and debits worked, all of that, it just clicked. And I was like, maybe I should go the route of accounting. And it's a funny story because I took a tax class that same first year. Yeah. And I had a teacher who had her CPA in Canada and in the U.S. like I do now. Mm-hmm. She was like, oh, why don't you try out for this tax team? So I tried out and I made the team. And what the team was we competed against all schools across Canada. And it was like a case competition. And we ended up winning third place that first year. And so that's really how my love for tax started.
You see, black nerds and nerds have their own little inner circle. I didn't want to cut you off because my mom said I always cut off my guests. They won't cut you off. So let me pull it all the way back. There's like a tax team, like kind of like a debate team for taxes.
So it's called Commerce Games.
What do you say at the end?
And they have like accounting, they have marketing, tax, they have all these different commerce events, and you compete against other schools. And so you're a team of three, you get a case study, you get to read this case for an hour, then you have to come up with a solution, and then you present it to a board, and then they judge you. We place third.
You see, Montreal, when you're in that top percentage of smart people, they don't let you know about some of these things. But that's amazing. And also, another reason I wanted to have you on the show, too, is that you're an accomplished sister. You've been seen on CBS, Black Enterprise, Medium. These are none to sniff at. Were you nervous? I know you have a story in there. Were you nervous when you were featured on these platforms?
So to tell you the truth, I was nervous when it was coming out because, you know, you're going to be on TV. Like, you don't know what that's going to look like, and I've never done that. But I'm confident in what I know, and the reason that I was on those was always to talk about taxes. So that piece, I was confident, but it's always nerve-wracking. Like, I'm not a celebrity, so I don't know how to act.
Not yet. You're making people rich, though.
That's the goal.
I'm putting that energy out there. When I read your profile, I was okay. In my mind, you don't have to tell me nothing. You're making people rich, but more importantly, you're helping black people make the right money decisions.
Exactly.
Which is the reason I have you on the show. I know right now you're in the States, so I love technology now. I'll be able to get your smarts on here. What do you want to give the people of Montreal? Montreal, my city, I'm talking to Tia, she's a CPA. I call her the super money getter. She'll help everybody get better with their portfolios and whatnot. What do you want to give us today, Tia? You want to give us tax strategies, you want to give us building wealth strategies? I'm going to lean on you because I wasn't on no tax team. I even know y'all existed. So what do you want to do for us this morning?
So basically what I want is I want our community to understand that they can build wealth by understanding the tax code. So that's what we do at my firm is we try to help you understand the tax code so that you can able to build wealth that way. Because the reality is, if you don't understand the tax code, you're going to be overpaying in taxes, and that's eating away at the wealth that you can have. Mm. So I want you to understand that taxes don't have to be scary. I know a lot of people get scared when it comes to taxes, but that means that you need to probably work with somebody who you trust, who can explain things to you to make sure that you're not overpaying on your taxes. And so if you're not overpaying, that means that you're going to be saving, and in return, that means you're going to be building wealth that way. So what I want you to know is, if you want to make sure you understand your numbers, that's like the first thing. I know a lot of people get nervous when it comes to numbers, but organization is going to be the first key for you to get it right. So you can't leave everything to the last minute when it comes to your taxes and your finances, because you're going to forget things. When you forget things, you don't include them. When you don't include them, you overpay.
And you can't claim it.
Exactly. So you want to make sure that you
still organize. I want everybody to get ready. I know y'all have it on your smartphone. I'm a big fan of my Excel sheets. I've had people laugh at me. I don't know how to do a pivot table, Atia, but I pay someone to do it. But I know how to plug in I have a courier company, so I plug in my gas and, you know, whatever mechanical, you know, my monthly insurance. I plug all those in. It changed, and it gives you guys, the accountants, a much easier job. You're not rifling through all these receipts, right?
Exactly. This is what I tell people. First of all, they don't even make receipts the way they used to. So no longer can you have that shoebox accounting where you bring all these receipts. By the time you bring them to your accountant, they're going to be faded. They're not going to know what it's for. You're going to miss out on those deductions. So you want to make sure you get into the habit of being digital. We're in the digital world. So get into the habit of scanning your invoices as soon as you get them so that you have a digital copy and you have that filed away so that you have the proof that you need to claim those deductions. A lot of people are leaving money on the table. And by leaving money on the table, that means that you're overpaying the government. So we want to make sure that you have this part wrapped up so that that's done. So organization is going to be your first step. The second step is going to be understanding your numbers. You need to know what is coming into the business just as important as what's going out. Because that's all going to make a difference with what you have to pay taxes on. And if you're not organized, a lot of people aren't, and you know your zone of genius. If you have a mechanic shop, if you are selling widgets on e-commerce, you know your zone of genius. Work with someone who understands the numbers because that's going to help you make informed decisions. How are you going to know if you can get funding? How are you going to know what you can afford to buy? How are you even going to know if you can afford to pay your staff? Like, these are all things you need to be aware of. So knowing your numbers. And I like to tell people, be prepared for taxes. It comes around every year. It's not a surprise. Have an account that every sale that you make, be prepared for taxes. So have an account that every sale you make, a percentage goes to that tax account. So when tax time comes around, you are able to pay the bill. A lot of times the clients that I work with, the stress and anxiety from taxes comes around because they don't have the money to actually pay the bill. And so they get nervous and then that compounds with not filing it. Like they think that the longer they take, it's going to go away. It's not going to go away.
My accountant always tells me, she goes, rule of thumb, like whenever I do anything, I always put 20% away or point two zero numbers people.
That's a good percentage. So on this side, we call it the magical rule of 30. So we tell our clients to put 30% away because I know on this side of the pond, we have more than income tax. So people hear taxes and the first thing they assume is income taxes. But on this side, you got self-employment taxes, you have sales taxes, you have payroll taxes. There's a lot of taxes that happen and it's not all the same. So we tell people we call it the magical rule of 30 over here. So everything that you earn, save 30%. It's not to say that you're going to be paying 30%, but at least
At least you have it. I wanted to ask you this too. You know, I've been very blessed. Shout out to my accountant, Brianna. Before I got Brianna, I never got money back. You know, I've always worked multiple jobs. And until I got that return where it was like, okay, you owe us $6,000 and the federal owe $10,000. I'm like, I have no kids. I have nobody. How can I owe that? Because they weren't taking enough money out.
Yeah.
So I had to get all my pay restructured. Until someone tells you that, you're going to make these mistakes. I'm trying to save people, right?
That is a great point. So
how do people... A lot of people call me and they ask me, how do they identify a good accountant? How could they find themselves in a TIA? I know everybody can book you. It was hard for us to even get this interview to you. I know we only got a few minutes left with you, so I'm trying to squeeze all the juices. But
that's
how can someone identify a good accountant?
So I think that people need to be aware that you need to interview your accountant the same way that you guys need to figure out if you're a good fit. So don't be afraid to ask questions. Don't think any questions are stupid and don't need to be asked. And you want to make sure you're working with an accountant who can explain things in a way that you understand. So I like to tell people that I'm pretty smart and I think I'm pretty smart, but I'm not a rocket scientist and I'm not a brain surgeon. Nobody's going to die at the information that I'm discussing right now. So everything is figure outable. So no accountant should be talking to you and working with you and letting you feel like what they know is above you and it's not something that can be explained to you. So make sure that they can answer your questions in a way that you understand, because at the end of the day, you're on the hook just like they're on the hook. So you need to make sure you understand everything that's happening with your financial situation. And just basically don't be afraid to ask questions and check them out.
Everybody's
verified.
Everybody's but Atiya, I want to thank you for being on the show. I know you're extremely busy. I would love to get you back on after tax season, sometimes in the summer, so we can talk a little money. I've had different financial people on, but I do want to, we don't keep the black dollar enough in our community. We're not moving things the right way. Our credit's all over the place. I need you to come back because maybe when they hear from an expert professional CPA like yourself, people might take a little bit more seriously. I'm tired of us just living off credit and living off other people. I want to see our community grow. And I'm speaking about the Black community, of course. But Montreal, my city, I'm speaking with the super CPA, Atiya. She's smarter than us all. She was on the tax team. I might have been on my podcast. I want the full tax team story. But thanks for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
There's only one more chaser. Nobody is this hype this early. They say I'm on drugs.
But my only drug is hip-hop.
You love this life.
It's the Morning Detour on the Mighty CKUT 90.3 FM.
Thanks to everyone who donated to CKUT's annual funding drive. Your generosity truly helps keep our engines burning. It's never too late to donate. You can do so by calling 514-907-9424 or going to ckut.ca and hit the green Make a Pledge button at the top. All paid entries will be entered into a grand prize draw. You can pay your pledge and pick up your gift weekdays between 11 to 6 p.m. or by appointments. Call 514-907-9424. Thank you.
Not what I got.
Last Goodbye Tour, live in Montreal. Odessa, see them performing for the first time in over 3 years. Parc Chantropeau, Friday, September 2nd. Odessa, with special guests, Sylvanesso, Elderbrook, and Nasaya. Get tickets now at evenco.ca. The brand new album, The Last Goodbye, is available everywhere July 22nd. For more, check Odessa.com.
Only one more chaser. Nobody is this hype this early. They say I'm on drugs.
But my only drug is hip-hop.
You love this life.
It's the Morning Detour on the Mighty CKUT 90.3 FM.
Oh, baby.
You know I got it, baby, what do you want? You know I got it, baby, what do you need? She like,
I just wanna love you, baby.
She say,
always thinking of you, baby.
Yes, Montreal, 8:50 in the morning. You are locked into the Morning Detour. We're about 10 minutes left. I'm gonna play one more music and I'll come back with Tata and the big homie Sales from HLR. Keep it locked to my CKT 9.3 FM.
She like, yeah, yo, I don't only love her for the, but I swear to God, I love it when she says, she know that she with the best, thinking she an angel till I put her on the bed. Gotta chase this money, baby, nothing to be said. I ain't having no distraction when I'm running up a check. Every time I leave the crib, you got you looking at me stressed. But as soon as I'm home,
baby, I'm satisfied.
Yeah, face down. Up, cock it right back, baby. How you not a mother with a body like that? Oh God, when she taught me, she the top of my class. When we come a copyright that, that's I be on the vibe, money to the side. I'm just trying to live my life. I can't even leave without her giving me the eyes. Baby, ain't my fault. I gotta focus on what's mine. Take it easy, give me time. Young eight, yeah. You know I got it, baby. What do you want? You know I got it, baby. What do you need? She like. She like. You know I got it, baby, what do you want? You can have it if you roll it with me. She like, she like, yeah, yeah. She want kids, I want cribs and the sticks. Girl bougie, she ain't trying to wait till Christmas for gifts. If I left, would she miss me a bit? Is she riding my wave, is she sinking my ship? Tough love, yeah, it literally is. And I know you get when you're thinking of it. But we can still get that bling on your wrist. She like, yeah, yo. I'm zoned out, start to go mental. I can't mix my love with my schedule. Hey. Always asking me why I'm never home. I just said I gotta push my potential. Wake up looking sexy and she's stunning when she pose. Close to perfect when she naked and she curvy in the clothes. Get the Lamborghini white, I paint the Euros like a toes. Ain't no other brother got her this city and she knows. Yeah. You know I got it, baby, what do you want? You know I got it, baby, what do you need? She like, she like. You know I got it, baby, what do you want? You can have it if you're rolling with me. She like, she like. She say, she say, yeah.
Montreal, the number one morning show. Make sure you follow us, Detour 514, every Friday from 7 to 9. We do the best morning show in the country. We see Moon Chaser. Tata, let's go.
What do you say this?
Yeah.
Having one of them hell of a night.
You know I love her like that.
We can make it larger.
I want to give everything Tata. I want to take it to the Big Wheel, funny by nature. I want to buy a drink at the bar. We on Fridays. Hey. I love her, man. Montreal, my city, my real love. Montreal, 8:54 in the morning, the best morning show in the country. Ah. We on Fridays. Let's go.
Let free be between us, you my Medina. A queen like Amina or Fatima. Redeemer, a passion, we both had compassion. For the black diaspora and all its vastness. You in my plans, thinking of a master. The essence of your dance, the truth in your laughter. That I wanna capture and cultivate stature. I'll be here for you till the hereafter. There's a clear path to the love inside you. My name's Rashid, it means I'm a guide to. We both are driven, that's why we arrived to a place where now anything we can ride through. To tell the truth, I lied and been lied to. Seeker of a deeper ether, you don't have to hide you. Time to be in front, time to be beside you. I don't wanna move with nobody besides you.
What do you say to having one of them hell of a nights? Move it, baby. We can make it larger than life. Leave me, baby. Yeah, yeah. Need it, baby. Won't beat around the bush like they do. Cause I see something special in you. Yeah, what?
And it's pretty much the same for anyone when meet you. Cause to know you is to want you and to need you. And them I go on like them blind when them see it. Special to me. You greet them with a smile, them I wonder how I sweet you. Meditation, high negativity beneath you. Stand up side by side on her own 2 feet. Like his and her majesty. When them fulfill the prophecy. And coronate as king and queen so the whole world can see the palace run on one policy. Let the foundation be honesty. And let us love each other honestly. Like a flame against the wind, but our lamp is kerosene. It burn longer than matches stick.
What do you say to Chubble. Having one of them hell of a night? Move it, baby. We can make it larger than life. Leave me, baby. Yeah, yeah. Need it, baby. Won't beat around the bush like they do. Cause I see something special in you. Yeah, what do you say to like they do, cause I see something special in you. Yeah.
There's only one more, Chaser. Nobody is this hype this early. They say I'm on drugs.
But my only drug is hip hop.
You love this life.
It's the morning detour on the mighty CKUT 90.3 FM.
Yo, people really like that drop. I got that joke from my mom. My mom says I'm too hype in the morning. People don't think I'm taking drugs. So that's where that drop came from. Montreal, my city, 8:57, 52. Or I guess 8:58 in the morning. You've been tuned into the morning detail. I want to thank y'all for joining us every Friday from 7 to 9. Shout out to everybody on the Facebook. Yes, I know Jamaica's listening. I know we should be on from Monday to Friday, but CKT or somebody got to cut a major check. OVO Radio, holler at me. Apple Music, holler at me. Sirius Radio, please holler at me. So, you know, this is how we're making moves. We're doing things. I'm in here with HLR, Boss, sales recording artists and all that. Sales with HLR is in here. And also got Tata.
Yeah, yeah.
So Tati, you ready? You obviously have your summer body. You've had this transformation during the pandemic.
Listen. Oh boy, here we go. Hey, Let me get my minute. Listen, this transformation, it was real. It was spiritual. It was mental. It was physical. You know what I'm saying? It was emotional. You know what I'm saying? But I went vegetarian. Then I went vegan. You feel me? I said, you know what? I ain't going to let no one or nothing break me. And yeah. You know what? I just went inside of myself and I said, I'm going to be the best person I can be for me. And I love it.
Wow,
and I love how I'm fitting into that old clothes. Girls, don't ever throw away your old clothes, B. Keep it in your closet. Away. Keep it in your closet, because that one day, if you focus, B, you will fit back into those size 27 jeans, I tell you.
Hey, Mucho My City, make sure you start your morning with the House of Demasi Coffee Arabia. They have such blends as Melange Maison, Jamaica Blue Mountain, Brazil, Colombia, and Mexico. They also have apparel. So that is the House of Demasi Coffee Arabia. I'll throw up the link there on the Detour 514. CKT, we're still taking donations. We are a community radio station. We cannot prosper without you guys' contributions. So you go to CKT.ca, donate some change if you want to keep hearing the More in Detail. You know, we need to start a petition. The More in Detail need to run from Monday to Friday. I'm trying to think about what would that number look like?
19 to protect us. Over time, the antibodies created after vaccination have been found to decrease. While we still have good protection against severe illness, a booster dose produces more antibodies that can help to strengthen our immune response. A booster dose is the best way to help protect yourself against severe illness related to COVID-19. Learn more and book your booster dose at canada.ca/COVID-vaccine. A message from the Government of Canada.
Cinema Politica invites you to a free in-person screening of Dope is Death, followed by a discussion with director Mia Donovan, April 4th. In 1973, Dr. Mutulu Shakur, along with fellow Black Panthers and the Young Lords, combined community health with radical politics to create the first acupuncture detoxification program in America. This form of radical harm reduction was a revolutionary act towards the government programs that transfixed the lives of Black and Brown communities throughout the South Bronx. This film tells the story. Join us on Monday, April 4th, 7 p.m., room H110, 1455 de Maisonneuve West. Donations encouraged, cinemapolitica.org, or find us on social media. This is a CKUT Radio co-presentation.
This is Monica Passos for CKUT.
Stop putting your TV set on, please.
Doobie-doobie-doo. Bye-bye.